Hello, it's Ursula here with a quick ad for my new ebook, The Soul Midwife. It's a Victorian Gothic novel ideal for a bit of escapism. As a listener to this podcast, you can use the code HypnoSOS50 for a 50% discount on the cover price. You can also find all this information in the episode notes. Thanks so much for listening, and now back to the podcast. Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. In this week's HypnoSOS, I'm going to concentrate on a few suggestions for self-care. Always useful. You know the way. Sit down or lie down if you haven't already, closing your eyes and this time I'd like you just to take a moment to become aware of any sounds or sensations around you. Pay close attention, and then you can decide that these sounds or sensations are of no concern to you. You either deal with them or just let them go for these moments. From there, you move your attention to your breath. The gentle rhythmic movement of your chest rising and falling, allowing you to just let go of the world around you. And as you do, your breathing becomes deeper. Deeper and deeper. And any thoughts in your mind, and there are many, some important, some of no consequence, you can allow your breath to simply blow them into the back of your mind, gently. Gently floating back there, where these thoughts can remain until I wake you. And as you breathe, you will notice that already your breathing has changed. It goes ever deeper, deeper, deeper still, and those thoughts can just fade, fade away for now. If anything's important, you'll reconnect with it when you wake. But even so, it will have changed. Because you will have changed. As a result of these moments of self-care, you will then be stronger, more clearer in your mind, in your thoughts, more aware of your strengths and your resources, and therefore more able to deal with whatever that thought or situation was. So allow that to happen by taking control of the process now, silently and mentally, using your out-breath to time the numbers, count down from 10 to 0. Take your time. Let your breath guide you. You can even use every second or even third breath. It really doesn't matter. Just by connecting the numbers to your out-breath, so you focus your mind, your thoughts and your feelings in such a way that you engage as fully as you need to with this process. And you can, and you will, go deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper and deeper. Simply by listening to the sound of my voice. Or the pauses between the sounds of my voice. Or by paying attention to your breath or not. However you choose to engage with this process, it's whatever feels natural and right for you. All the way throughout, you have control. And you can, and you will, go deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper, deeper still. In these moments, nothing else matters. For regardless of any suggestions I might make, by engaging with this process, you're engaging with a process of self-care. A process that gives you the time and the space to do nothing, think nothing, just to be. And in doing this, opening up a pathway, a conduit between your conscious and unconscious thoughts, one which will carry you deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper, deeper still. Nothing else matters. You have control. And in the moments of silence, you can allow your unconscious mind to remind you of the things that you used to do, that helped you, that gave you strength, that made you feel better. Things that perhaps you haven't done for a while. It's time to remind yourself. I remain silent for a moment. Just listen to yourself. And you may remember, remind yourself, and can and will choose to do these things. Perhaps nothing came to mind. But your unconscious mind knows and can and will remind you in your night, in your sleep, in your dreams. So you will wake with that knowledge and understanding of how important it is to re-engage with these things, these moments of self-care, no matter how small they might be. A walk, a conversation, a cup of tea. You know how to slow yourself down, to be in the moment, to regroup. A little self-care goes a very long way. Give yourself the advice that you would give to your best friend. Cliched, I know, but listen, it's time to care for yourself. For Shakespeare himself said, self-love is no viler sin self-neglecting. It is important, care for yourself. And yes, it is true, you can then care for others. But without the former, there is no latter. There is only resentment and frustration. So, care for yourself. You're worth it. And in a few moments in time, you will hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open, and at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal, healthy, and appropriate sensations and responses will be back with you, and you will feel fine, better, stronger, more able to deal with anything, anyone, any situation. So, ready. 1, 2, 3, more aware, 4, 5, 6, more alert, 7, 8, eyes open now, wide open, 9 and 10, fully wide awake. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of HypnoSOS. Do remember to subscribe and share, and it is always lovely to hear from you. Thank you.